Some people call to do a second date update to find the person they want to be tied down to for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
While others want to do a second date update just to get in touch with the person they want to tie down for an evening.
Whoa.
And that's the kind of second date update we have today. Todd is on the phone. Apparently, he met a woman named Gina, and she's not calling him back. He doesn't want a long-term thing, but he does want to see if he can get one more date to try to get some action.
What? Uh-oh. So no wonder she's not calling you back.
What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. So you really don't want a relationship with the girl that you want to call today, but you do want to try to hook up with her? Is that what I got from your email?
Yeah, I mean, sure. That'd be nice, sure. But I'm more curious kind of what the hell happened after I hung out with her.
Okay. And before we get too far into this, she wasn't looking for a relationship either, right?
Well, we actually only hung out one night at a bar, so we didn't really get to that part of the conversation.
All right. Okay. Well, how did you meet her?
Well, we met at the bar where we were hanging out at.
Oh, okay. So that's it.
So you met her just one night. You didn't actually have, like, an official date.
No official date. I tried to do an official date, but she was not returning my calls.
Okay, and did you approach her at the bar, or what happened there?
No, actually, she initiated it. She started talking to me.
Really?
I was just out with my friends, and she approached me while I was at the bar.
Dude, I appreciate that. I love when women take the first step. That's rad.
Oh, yeah, it's rare when it happens, but it's, yeah. That's what attracted me to her.
Does this happen to you a lot? Are you a guy that girls hit on often?
No, never. That's why this is so amazing.
And how was it when she approached you? She would walk up and be like, "You want to buy me a drink, Stad?" Or something. I mean, that's what I would imagine happens. It's never really happened to me.
Because then you like give up the whole control thing if they're the one buying you a drink.
Well, I mean, she was actually really cool. She wasn't like some girl just trying to get drunk off of my money.
Yeah.
She said, "You look fun," which was the first thing she said to me.
Oh.
That's cool.
Oh, nice line. Right. Because that could mean anything.
Yeah.
That could mean fun in bed. That could mean fun at an amusement park. I don't know.
Good line.
Yeah, actually, that line worked on me, but come to think of it, any line a girl would tell me at a bar would work for me, too.
Yeah. Hey, sir, could you move out of my way? Absolutely, I'll buy you a drink. No, that's not what I'm saying. Did you hang out with her all evening?
Pretty much, yeah. We were talking all evening. She thought I was really funny, which was nice and rare, you know. So we, I was hanging out with her while my buddies just sort of kept drinking.
I get why you want to do a second date update now. This is a very rare evening for you. A woman hit on you for once, and then she also thought you were funny.
Whoa.
Yeah, actually, and she also said I was young and energetic. Well, then, you know, that sounds positive. I like that.
I don't know.
It sounds like she was actually looking for you to spend some time in the bedroom. Dude. Like, you look like you're bendy.
That's
spry.
It's kind of a weird thing to say, though. Was she a lot older than you?
She's a little older, yes. I didn't get her age, but I could tell she was a little older than me.
Okay.
Like
cougar older?
Could be, yeah. I mean, it was dark, and I was drinking, so I could very well be that. I hope not too old, but
okay.
So, you know, I could tell she was older.
She was older. She wasn't like 22 years old.
No, not at all. But, I'll tell you, I like women with experience. That's always nice.
Yeah.
Well, and plus, there's no, like, question about her intentions. If you're an older woman, you know what you want, and you go straight for it, man.
Clock's running out. You got to get it in while you can.
Yeah, that's kind of also what sort of drove me to, you know, want to hang out with her again, really.
Right. I can totally see this.
So, wait, how did the night end?
So she actually gave me her phone number and said, "Let's get together sometime soon so we can have a lot of fun."
Oh. Wow.
All right.
Wow.
A lot of fun.
She is sassy.
Yeah.
Did you guys make out or anything?
We made out a little bit. I was at that point it was like closing time, so I was pretty gone. But some stuff happened.
So,
yeah.
So a little bit of stuff happened there, and it sounds like she wants a lot of bit of stuff to happen later.
You would think that, but that's why I'm wondering what the hell happened. She's not returning any of my messages.
And what do you say to her in your messages?
I mean, the first message I left, I said, "Hey, this is Todd, and I'm ready to have some fun."
Is that right?
I like that. And you haven't heard anything back from the messages that you've left her?
I haven't heard anything back, not any. And I've left her a few, so I don't know what's up.
Okay.
Maybe she's just been busy. I feel like a woman like this has many young, spry gentlemen in waiting.
That's okay. I mean, just call me back and let me know.
Nice. Cool. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and get your second date update, all right?
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Hang on.